In its December report, the Department of Agriculture made a large reduction of more than 600,000 bales to its production estimate for the 2019-2020 U.S. cotton crop. Most of the reduction was in the Texas crop. Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us to break down the report and share some updates on the trade front.
U.S. production of 20.2 million bales in 2019 would be almost 2 million bales higher than the 2018 crop year. USDA did not make any changes to U.S. mill use or exports for the 2019 crop year. Exports are currently projected at 16.5 million bales for 2019. Export sales have been very strong, and current commitments of 11.5 million bales at this point in the marketing year is the second highest level on record. Now, China does account for 2 million bales of those commitments, and the fate of those sales is likely dependent on a U.S.-China trade resolution. Now, based on reports in the last few days, it does appear that the U.S. may have reached a partial trade deal with China. However, the details are still coming out.
Pakistan has become a larger export market for U.S. cotton this year, according to Dr. Campeachy.
USDA made another reduction to the Pakistan production estimate for 2019 to 6.2 million bales, which is the lowest level in 25 years. Pakistan has had production issues for the past 5 years, which has led to higher imports. Sales commitments to Pakistan are currently at 1.4 million bales. For the previous two crop years, we shipped a total of 1.4 million bales to Pakistan in each year. So for this crop year, we're likely to see higher exports at the end of the marketing year to Pakistan.